This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Most people kind of punch out of reality because it's too hardcore. Not me. I love it. I love the animating contest of liberty. I love being in the arena. I love not being a spectator. And life is epic. Tomorrow, I'll be live with David Knight, co-hosting. And we're going to, unless there's a huge event, which I'm sure there probably will be the way stuff works these days, be covering news, but talk about what's epic about life, what's positive, what's worth defending, what's good about humanity, who your heroes are. I want to talk about, you know, empowering the human spirit. The globalists are all about suppressing it. I'm not negative when I bring up all this bad news. I want to fix it. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Mark in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, David. Actually, Alex, you had mentioned a handful of aces that we've got. I really just see one ace in our hand, and that is the people. There's a lot of construction that's already been completed as far as informing those who will listen over the years. You've pretty much been at the head of that, Alex. I would say that we only have one ace. It's an ace of spades. It can't fail. And that is simply that we take it out into the public. While we've been talking, you've been talking to us, others have, other broadcasters. We've been talking to others. They've been walking, and they're making a whole lot of progress, and it's time for the talking to stop as far as the private quarters go of the broadcast ways. Need to get out there in public. Need to get out and have what I call seminar days and combine it with a recall petition effort, which would certainly succeed.
I agree. Boehner should be recalled. He should be removed as speaker. But if they're too cowardly to do it, we need to start recalling him in his home state.
Absolutely.
The NRA needs to do it with Bloomberg. Bloomberg spent hundreds of millions of dollars just the last few years, hundreds of millions getting matching funds from Bill Gates and others and Warren Buffett on record to go and try to unseat good sheriffs and good members of legislatures and members of Congress. Where is the NRA? They need to give $20 million. I mean, if they ask for it, they'd get it right now from their 5 million members or whatever it is. You know, ask for $5 from each one of them. They'd have the money they need to go give $20 million for a recall of Boehner and remove him. Remove that piece of trash. That's a great point. Thanks for the call. Let's get David Knight's take on that.
Absolutely, Alex. I think it needs to be shut down from the outside. I think Washington is too corrupt. One of the best ways to do it is to call him back from the state level. We've seen that happen when they passed regulations out west. We see the gun control regulations. We had legislators that were recalled out in, Colorado, I believe it was.
California recalled Governor Davis. I mean, he was nothing compared to Boehner and the Republicans now. I mean, hardcore commies are nothing compared to these people.
Oh, absolutely. I still think what we need to do is we need to use state nullification. We need to use jury nullification. People need to understand the legal constitutional framework for that. They say that they are swearing allegiance to the Constitution. Let's let them prove it. Let's exercise the rights that we publicly have under state nullification and jury nullification to shut this thing down. And I see it happening. I see it happening with the marijuana legislation that we see popping up in different states. And there's been proposals at state level that they should be able to allow, they should be able to manufacture firearms as well as ammunition within a state, and that the federal government would
Absolutely.
Not have any authority over that if it didn't cross state lines. That is how the Constitution was set up. We should assert that authority. We should make our own ammunition. If they're going to ban the ammunition, make ammunition inside Texas for Texans.
Well, that's the way to do it, is innovation is what will defeat these people, making art, making culture. They have a dead culture. The globalists are a corporate board. If we simply promote our culture side by side with theirs, people will vote for our culture, just like the organics, the true hippie, true liberal movement, the good parts of it, understand states' rights. They've used it to get a Trump card on organics, to get a Trump card on marijuana. And it has a dark side, folks, but it's not a federal issue, and it's the people's right to do that. So now the left can't argue against us on internal currency, silver currency, state banks.
Second Amendment, our own ammo, that's the way. We'll be right back.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining us on the road is Alex Jones. And, you know, Alex, we talked about this article that's up on Drudge about them implanting memories into mice successfully. I think it's a great analogy for what's going on in the info war. One of the things that they point out, they said they've been able to do subconscious association while animals were sleeping in the past. This is the first time they've been able to plant a conscious memory into people. But think about how easy it is for them to do it to humans when we're asleep, when we're just passively accepting what they feed us in the news and the media and the television and the movies that we watch. They can build all kinds of passive associations, and it's very easy for them.
And that's in the London Guardian.
Sorry?
And the story's in the London Guardian today from folks that just joined us. And then you've got the Attorney General saying, let's brainwash the public against guns. And we wonder why there's subliminals against Alex Jones, InfoWars, Drudge. I mean, we've shown people where we catch them with half-second long stuff that says Ron Paul is a meth head. You know, on Breaking Bad, or Alex Jones is a kook that thinks, you know, they're building, you know, Elvis or Michael Jackson is at the space station. This is what they're doing. And folks, that's 101 subliminal programming. This is a all-out war. And the war has put people into a trance. They found in major studies that the average person watches about 5 hours of TV above the age of 40 or so. People can pull these articles up. Speaking of that, it's in The Guardian. But people below that are watching up to 10 hours a day of some form of media or screen time. This is literally brain damaging the public, screwing up kids. Hundreds of pediatrics organizations and studies have come out saying don't give your kids an iPad or iPod or Droid, period. Period, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, before he died, they asked Steve Jobs, hey, do you give your kids iPads? And he said, absolutely not, never. So they know what they're doing. And then Google Alzheimer's TV viewing. And they've known for 30 years neurological disorders are linked to watching TV. They can flash strobe lights. In fact, it's well known at raves that will put people into a trance without being on drugs. That's how widespread this technology is. And I was just talking to a lady the other day who went to a rock concert, never had epilepsy, and they flashed the lights a certain way, and a bunch of people, not just her, basically fell out having convulsions. Well, it's well known you can put a computer program, if you have the right light bank, to make a certain number of percentage of people go into convulsions or into a mesmerized state where you can then program them, if it's coming out of a television set with a carrier wave or messages directly to the subconscious that cannot be blocked. So we have these hypnotic triggers. This isn't me, folks. This is taught at the University of Texas Psychology Department 15 years ago. I was allowed in there and stuff and saw some secret DARPA stuff, or let's just say restricted. But that part wasn't even secret. This is what's taught 101. This is what's going on 101. This is the scientific takeover where everything is about dominating, engaging, and controlling humanity. And it's just being rolled out now to control everyone. Remember, must have been 20-something years ago, thousands of children in Japan, thousands in the U.S. went into convulsions when Pokemon, when the eyes flashed. That's because they know the carrier wave. They're doing these as mass tests, ladies and gentlemen. We're not in Kansas anymore, and we know they're putting in vaccines with the troops. I covered this 10 years ago. I covered it 6 years ago in videos like brain-eating vaccines. People didn't believe me, even when it was in the literature. Now it's like, oh, we're giving the troops shots that don't make them be upset anymore. Oh, then a lot of them commit suicide later. They say it's like they're not alive anymore, but they're not in pain anymore either. The vaccines go in and eat the receptors in the area of your brain associated with spiritual consciousness, higher brain waves. We are living in a science fiction movie, but we're not on the black hole spaceship with Maximilian Schell, and the robots weren't good enough for him, so he digitally, with electricity, lobotomizes with electroshock the crew to be his slaves. They're already way past, you know, Disney movies like The Black Hole, folks. They don't need to do that. They can give you a shot. You'll still go to work. You'll do what you're told. You'll still be partially there, but the spiritual connection is severed, at least partially. I mean, it's already going on. It's already happening. And that's why I freak out. This is a normal response to someone who's not been put under a trance. I mean, people 100 years ago would act 10 times crazier than me if somebody tried to do something to their kids. If Jocelyn Elders got up 20 years ago and said, we're going to teach the little kids how to reach down and touch themselves and masturbate, it's a good thing. People would have flipped. Why are we so comfortable? Because with chemicals and drugs and flashing lights and subliminals and culture and our own laziness, they have put us into a trance. Break the trance. And I'm telling you, folks, prayer has shown to take you, even if you're an atheist, to a higher level of consciousness. I'm telling you, if you just pray to Jesus Christ to break your conditioning, to unlock your mind and your soul, and you just invite Christ in, because it's a free will universe, and say, Christ, if you're real, come into my life, free my mind of this conditioning, even if you don't believe that Christ is real, but that you're going to a higher level of your mind. I don't believe that's what's happening. At one level, it's there, but then God connects to that. If you just ask Christ to come into your heart, come into your soul, and show you the truth and empower you and open your mind, I'm telling you, if you say that with free will, God will give you a choice. But when the Holy Spirit, folks, comes to you and starts showing you this stuff, if you say, okay, God, I know you're real and I don't want you, that is the ultimate sin, to reject the Spirit of Christ. ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just telling you, it's real. If you want discernment, if you want real power, Christ is ready to give it to you, but you will then be under Christ's control. Doesn't mean my flesh isn't evil. Doesn't mean I don't do bad things. But in my heart, in my soul, in my conscience, when I'm not doing the right thing, it's literally there. And you cannot then reject that spirit. So I'm telling you, if spirits are real, folks, if you will simply, and people say, oh, this is a bunch of mumbo jumbo, do it. Prepare yourselves to break free of Satan. Prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to see and come out of the matrix. Ask Jesus Christ into your heart and pray that our leaders, like Saul of Tarsus, be struck with reality. I know there are some men in the system and women that aren't pure evil that can be turned to good. Pray that God move on them as well. Pray that God's Spirit move on the land. David Knight, I didn't mean to go off into that, but these are desperate times. I'm just telling folks where I really stand. David Knight, your take on that, then we're going to go back to calls.
Yeah, Alex, you're absolutely right. It's ultimately a spiritual battle. These things perpetuate over multiple generations. We know that it's accelerating right now. My wife read to me a very interesting testimony from the actor Denzel Washington. I would encourage people to take a look at what he said in terms of his encounters with God. But
I
am very, very...
Some of that in the next segment. Pull it up. I want to see it.
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned about what is going on in terms of, you're talking about chemical lobotomies that they're able to do. Of course, they did massive surgical lobotomies on veterans when they came back from World War II.
Oh,
there was a long series of abuse about that in the Wall Street Journal. But now they're moving beyond that to doing electronic lobotomies. And the things that they're able to do, people can't even understand. That's how asleep the public is. And that's what is so dangerous about this, is that when we're in kind of a semi-conscious, not even paying attention, not really truly even physically sleeping, but just not paying attention, it's very easy for them to do these things to us subconsciously as well as consciously. And when we look at these experiments that they're doing with the mouse brains, when we look at the brain initiative that Obama has put in, we talked about that, and we talked about artificial intelligence. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Excellent points, David. I didn't mean to go off in a jag when you brought that up, but it's so incredibly important. In fact, I just pulled up the Denzel Washington clip. If we can get the audio of that, maybe we can play that later as well. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Jason in Tennessee, God bless you for holding. You're on the air. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I'll be short. Alex, I really do believe that in the very end of this, we will have to take up arms. But in the meantime, what we have to do, and a group here in my little town in Tennessee, East Tennessee, we have gone to alerting the public of all the school board meetings, all the council meetings, and we regularly have, the rooms are full when they have those meetings, just to let these people know that we're watching you. We distribute flyers that tell what's going on in the town. We have actually had a corrupt mayor that was kicked out because of the alertness that the people have taken on to be awakened. We have a lot of people that are still asleep, and we have got to wake these people up. We have to start with our young people. We have to turn these young people over to the truth about things, to get them away from this mesmerizing trance that they're in, to get them away from that, to show them what this country was like 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago with the way it was, that it could be like that again and even stronger, Alex. We can go, and we can go to these meetings. We can look these people in the eye. We can stand there, never even say a word, but let them know that we are standing strong. We are watching you, and we will do what it takes for you to do what you are supposed to do in this union. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you, sir. Thanks for holding to say that. Very strong testimony. And give them literature. Talk to them. We have to make a noise. We have to act like chickens hop up and down when a weasel comes into the coop, and you can go out there and shoot the weasel. Well, we're a lot better than chickens, folks. We can at least hop around and squawk. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, they just got rid of the borders, folks. David, take us out to break. I mean, what do you expect to happen next, David? The executive tax increases?
Well, Alex, Petraeus said that we no longer have America. We now have North America. They're taking the mask off. They're showing people that the agreement that they passed 20 years ago, NAFTA, he even referred to NAFTA, they're showing people that that wasn't simply a trade agreement. it was something that directly affected our sovereignty. And now they're showing us that. And they're going to the next level. They're showing us that because they're going to the next level with this Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic Partnership. And there's an article that we can talk about that's on New American where they said it's really kind of coming to a point now with that. That's the real danger, I think. But we defeat this at the local level.
Well, we got to just stop complying. I mean, they want to have these Pacific partnerships and other things making decisions here. They won't even let us see it. I mean, it's game over. No, it's not legitimate. Like King George wasn't legitimate. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're joined by Alex Jones on the road. And before we go back to Alex, I want to get his take on this. They're talking about the Apple Watch, which came out yesterday. One of the things they said about it was it's capable of displaying a barcode that will act as an airline boarding pass. Think about that image. A barcode on your wrist to allow you to travel. What does that conjure up? Does that sound like something out of a concentration camp? What do you think, Alex?
Well, David, it's funny that you brought that up, because when you were talking about all this beast technology last segment, I was thinking about how they're going to make us have smartphones, smart devices, to travel and just live our lives. It's there watching us. It's our little guardian demon that will track our heart rate, what we eat, what we do, how much we exercise, to carbon tax us and track everything we do. And this has all been announced just as other big TV manufacturers now go, no, we're recording and watching everything you do. And all the smartphones, London Telegraph came out last week, are, in their terms of service, watching and listening to you physically, not just tracking the cookies. And so, see, it makes everything we said passe. But we're still kooks because we said it first, see. It's like telling somebody where to strike gold, and then you strike gold, and then you spit in their face. Well, folks, we're right about all the rest of it, too. Believe me, we give you all the documentation. Why do you think the military's so awake? They're training them for nationwide cordoning of cities and gun confiscation, and their number one enemy is the gun owners, the veterans. They train to arrest veterans. They train to kill veterans. The military is freaking out. But it's like someone who can see 1,000 miles from a mountaintop talking to amoebas that don't even know they're in a petri dish when the military tries to warn people. And so it's that disconnect. The enforcers are being prepared for all-out hell, and they don't like it, and they don't want to be part of it. They don't want to back Al-Qaeda and Syria wars. They don't want to be immoral and evil. But the politicians run by foreign globalists are the problem. And so we've got to identify the enemy. We've got to identify that America really is occupied. America really is run by globalists. We really are in a one-world government, just like Italy has had their president appointed, and Greece has had people appointed. I mean, think about how over the top that is, that they've got all these secret Asia trade agreements, and we get one part of the document from WikiLeaks, and it's the total takeover of the Internet and free speech. It's SOPA and CISPA, and it's secret. We're under FCC regulation now, the entire Internet, telecommunications, and they won't release it because they're making a dictatorial move. They've made the decision to go for a broke. They're coming after the bullets. They're coming after the guns. And I'm just here screaming bloody murder on the parapet saying enemies are climbing the gates. And then what do you do when they shut us down? They're coming, folks. They're here. It isn't a game. And I'm not trying to get hyped up. It's every time I think about how epic this is and how criminal this is and how ridiculous it is, how over the top it is. I mean, I covered this Sunday. Mainstream U.S. and British newspapers admitting that the vaccines were brain damaging people and admitting that glyphosates caused a 5-fold increase in kidney failure. You wonder why dialysis places are popping up everywhere. And I mean, they're just murdering us. They're murdering us. They know they're murdering us. It's a sick joke.
You know, it's interesting, Alex, when you're talking about vaccines, it was an interesting article. Guys, pull this up about the former Mooresville child. This is in North Carolina, just outside Charlotte. They're educating the public in this article about the vaccine court. Now, this is a child that was damaged by vaccines. She had encephalopathy, brain injury. They say she got $2 million plus $250,000 a year for the rest of her life from the vaccine court, Alex. And the mother said, I'm very angry because people want to put people like me who are concerned about vaccine safety now. She's got a daughter that got $2 million and $250,000 for life. She's concerned about vaccine safety. And she says, they want to put people like me in jail.
Well, let's expand on that. Yeah. Since they set the court up in the 70s, it's been kept secret. She's not even supposed to speak out when they put her daughter, because the doctors admitted the truth. You know, they have a normally when they shoot your kid up and they have the convulsion, never talk again, and they get paralyzed and they get put on a breathing machine, they arrest you and claim you beat them up. But now the science is there. They know it's the vaccine. And so she's supposed to sit down, take her 2 mil, and then sit there with her vegetable daughter. And absolutely, now, look, I mean, here's the article right here out of Fox News. Gun owners will not be allowed to adopt children. Heartbroken couple denied being able to adopt a child because they have a gun permit. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they are preparing to persecute and say, if you've got guns, you can't fly. Or if you don't take vaccines, you can't have a job. This is the tyranny. You're supposed to let them brain damage your kids and carry out their black ops. And they're shooting our troops up with soft kill. But the good news is the bad news. They've hurt so many people, there's so many victims, that everybody knows the enemy. And folks, the enemy is scared. And as Coca-Cola and McDonald's fall, so does the whole New World Order. And I'll explain that and take calls on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We're going to take your calls, but first, let's go back to Alex.
That's right. We're going to write your calls after this plug. We're going to be going to Gerald Solutions. We're going to be talking to Rob. We're going to be talking to Robert, Shelley, and Aaron, and that'll be it for calls. David's going to come back after the special report with Rex Jones on drones, and he will put a bookend on the transmission today. There's a lot of other news we didn't get to that's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but I want to put on screen for TV viewers. It came out in U.S. papers and in British papers just last week. We covered it. Where fluoride in new studies linked to obesity, depression, and failing thyroid. There's the headline. Fluoride in drinking water triggering depression, weight gain, warn scientists. Okay, I mean, there are literally, when I say literally, I mean literally, thousands of obnoxious studies since 1900 or so. A UT study from the 30s found all this. I mean, it's ridiculous what hydrofluorosilicic acid does. Turbocharged fluoride. It's been souped up and had electrons added to it, basically. It just fries you. And it adjuvants all the other toxins. I mean, it just mega kills your thyroid, makes you fatter than a pig. You have no energy. The X2-nation iodine is the good halogen. It did exactly what Dr. Group said it would do for me. It's incredible. InfoWarsLife.com. And that special has been taken down. I'm adding it back till it sells out. Two bottles of X2 get a free bottle of Ancient Defense. DNA 4 is normally $150-something because it's such an expensive proprietary formula. Similar stuff, $300 to $600. It's $94 today. It's our highest quality, most expensive product for those that want to experience, well, just experience for yourself. Bare minimum, you're funding the broadcast. But at this price, you're not really funding it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But my point in ranting about the water filtration is we sell the highest quality gravity-fed filters that cut out the fluoride. The glyphosate, all of it, it's insane if you're not filtering your water. It's the number one thing you can do. You can fund the broadcast, get your G2 Pro 1 systems, clearly filtered in others, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now let's race through your calls, or if not, David can get to them after the break. Let's talk to Gerald in Arkansas. Gerald, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, you guys are doing a great job. You're the only one out there I know because I've been around a while. I'm a former Marine. I served under John F. Kennedy. I've done my homework through the military-industrial complex. All these different things you're saying, you're the only one I know that is daily putting this out. And those that will listen, they're heeding the call. But we just have to keep putting it out there like you're doing, not opinion, but fact. But the one thing that I see that has been missing, not just from you, but you were talking about admiralty law. Well, really what we're under is uniform commercial code, and that's just commercializing of everything. But the common law, Alex, here's the thing. I don't hear it talked about. Common law is still the law. Look up, put under in Google under uniform commercial code, and then 1-106 common law. It explains we can bring a common law action against this crap. That's what.
Let me add something. I was recently in a court case that I was victorious in, private matter, but I was victorious in it. And my lawyers with common law trumped all the BS and brought in Magna Carta era information, and the judge accepted it. You're absolutely right. Common law trumps everything.
Amen. Now listen, please, and I will get off. But here's the thing: I send the IRS, and I'm being open here. They challenged me years ago. I was a taxpayer and all this crap because I was ignorant, but I was open minded. And so Joe Bannister is the one that one of the ones that taught me. God used him like
former
he used
treasury agent.
Huh?
Former treasury agent, really good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and see, here's the thing. God uses you. It's the truth. It's the truth. There is no substitute. Anyway, I send them a bill of debt under the Constitution, a bill of attainder clause of the Constitution for the United States. This is all constitutional. So David Knight is right. You're right. And this is how you just documented. This is how we counted these people. They can't answer this, Alex. You know what? The IRS, I've gotten letters from all these different agencies, and when I keep sending back these court cases of Joe Bannister and Dale Long in 93, willful failure to file, it's hogwash. And once a jury hears all this, they throw it out.
That's why the IRS is now losing a lot of its cases. Absolutely. The enemy is very afraid right now. Appreciate your call. The IRS folks collects for the private Federal Reserve. We didn't have it until 1913. Great points. I got to move quick here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Missouri. You're on the air. What's your solution to defeat this attempted gun grab?
Well, hi, Alex and David. I think that the key to taking our republic back is to educate the people what their rights and their protections are under the existing law. We don't need new laws. We've got plenty of laws that just the people don't know what the laws are. People may give up their guns during a gun confiscation because they don't know that the U.S. Code, Title 42, Section 5207, states that the confiscation of firearms is prohibited. The president can make all the U.N. and the foreign treaties that he likes, but really, that they have no teeth because in...
Let's expand on that. I mean, let's briefly expand on that and make your court point about the Supreme Court. He's saying the borders are wide open without a law. He's saying shut down power plants without a law. He's saying the FCC takes over the internet without a law. Exactly. And even the laws can be trumped by the Constitution when they violate the people's basic rights, the Bill of Rights, or under Article 9, what was already there as a free human. Absolutely. It's all total fraud. A final comment on that, and I want to get David Knight's take.
Over 354 U.S. 1, 1956 states that there is no law, no foreign treaty that can trump or usurp the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And also, the president, one of his few powers is to make treaties. I mean, that's one of the few things that Article 2 of the Constitution grants him. His powers are to command the military, to seek and to give opinions to the Congress, and then to grant pardons and to make appointments. That's the limit of his powers, according to the Constitution.
Absolutely. Listen, we're out of time right now. I've got to jump. Thanks for calling. We're going to come back after the special report after the break, and David will finish up with your calls and go into overdrive if he so wishes. Again, David, we got about 1 minute before we go to this report that my son put together. Put a book in on what you just heard.
I would quote G. Edward Griffin, where he said, "We have to stand collectively for individual rights." And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do that at the local level. We need to do things like stand up at these Agenda 21 meetings. They've got a United Nations agenda. They tell people that this is something that we're doing locally in your community. We want your input. They don't want your input. The whole thing is a deception. And so as you pointed out earlier, Alex, just like a chicken that starts jumping up and down when a weasel gets in there, that's what we need to do. We need to wake up each other, but we need to stand collectively at the local level. It's not sexy to do it at the local level. It's very sexy to do it at the national level. But this whole thing with the Republicans now is just a distraction. Boehner is nothing but a distraction. He's totally irrelevant. He's not going to do anything. All these trials that they're doing are just show trials.
That's right. Thank you so much, David Knight. You'll be back to complete the transmission after the break coming up. David Knight will also be hosting with Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, Rob Duve, Darren McBreen, and so many other great reporters. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, weeknights. And, of course, that is on some cable and TV systems now. We're working on getting a big list of that together on the satellite systems here very, very soon. That's next on our agenda. Also, the redesign of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we're working very hard, and thanks to all your support, we're able to do it. Please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Sign up for a year. You get 3 months free. It's even less. 20 people can use each membership. It takes about 1 minute to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can do a monthly or yearly membership, and then 20 people can use your username simultaneously. If you ever try to log in and you can't, praise God, 20 people used it. So it's really like 100 memberships because folks aren't going to use it all the time. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, archives of all the films, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, here is the debut of my son, not wearing a mask like he did in some of the earlier reports. This is Rex Jones, 12 years old. He pretty much put this report together himself with Buckley Hammond. And so here it is on the good, the bad, the ugly of the robot rise of the drone.
Hi, I'm Rex Jones, and this is a report about drones. What are drones? What are their uses in today's society? Will they make humanity obsolete compared to the new age of robotics and computer chips of tomorrow? What exactly is a civilian drone? A civilian drone is a drone that won't attack you, spy on you, or tase you in any way, shape, or form. These civilian drones normally go for a non-threatening look and style and approach, like this little thing over here. They're used in filming, photography, and just old plain recreational fun.
In the media, drones are becoming more and more popular. Using drones in films is actually one of the number one new filmmakers trends that is going on in the USA today. Later, we're going to have an expert veteran drone operator come on the show and have him explain to us all the little quirks and kinks that these drones have to offer. Before we go to our expert, I would just like to explain to you a few facts about drones. A drone, as Wikipedia and Webster describe it, is an unmanned aircraft or ship guided by remote control or onboard computer. When operating a drone, the owner must have a direct line of sight. The direct line of sight allows the owner of the drone to fly it safely and to make sure he does not get disoriented. Now let's take a look at the job market. With more and more drones being spat out of factories, the jobs are opening up. Amazon is looking for drone pilots to drop gifts off at people's houses. And all sorts of other companies are lining up and making sure they hire for new drone operators. So hey, if you're a hobbyist, you just got a job. Now that we've covered the basics of drones, let's go to a real expert. I would like to introduce you to Gerard of I Am Aerial. How does a drone work?
Surprisingly, the technology of drones is a lot like cell phones. Basically, cell phones have a GPS. They have what they call an IMU, which tells you its orientation. They have a compass. So basically, these are the same kind of things that you find in a drone, a GPS internally. You'll have a compass, exactly. Here you'll have a place where you can attach your camera. So really, the technology is very similar to a cell phone.
When I'm looking at this, this is a battery, right?
Yep.
So what makes this so different than the average Duracell D or AA battery you'd buy at Target?
First of all, it's a lithium polymer battery, and it's very light, and it's very high voltage. So it gives these guys a lot of thrust and gets them up in the air and flying for a good amount of time.
Amazon is looking at hiring ex-military personnel to fly drones and deliver packages to their customers. How do you feel about that, and what are some problems there?
Well, I think it's a really neat concept. I think a lot of things need to be figured out as far as allowing these drones to travel through cities and buildings and just being very careful and mindful of where these things go, especially when you lose sight of them. And that's a big thing with flying drones, that you always want to have line of sight.
What happens when a drone gets out of control? Like, take this one article, for example. Drone owner located after device lands in family's backyard. There's some obvious concerns about privacy there.
Sure. That's a very unfortunate case, and it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes if the battery runs out or there's some pilot error, the drone will fly away. And fortunately, with a lot of these systems, it's built in what they call return to home. So, if, for example, with this this remote, if I just power it off, the drone knows to automatically come back to the point where I launched it from because it's locked in by the GPS.
The government has started to put kill switches into these drones to where it's in the firmware to restrict drone usage in certain areas. If I was flying this drone near the White House or any other top secret government area, it would immediately fall out of the sky or just return to home.
The most important thing, I think, it's a safety issue. And for example, if you try to fly these drones within 5 miles of an airport, you can literally be flying and it's almost like it hits a brick wall and it will just not go into that airspace. And it's designed for a reason, right? We don't want drones in the airspace of planes and all that kind of stuff.
But the problem with that is that when we come out with, like, you know how Google's always talking about smart cars and smart planes that will self-drive?
Right.
The problem is, what would happen if the firmware was in those as well? In one day, if it was in a computer chip that could be implanted into humans. So there's concerns there about
sure.
the government regulating. Everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gerard, it was great to have you here.
Thank you, Rex. Appreciate it.
In this chilling commercial put out by the Pennsylvania Tax Committee, they brag about how they might use drones to track us and spy on us.
They claim that they would only use it on tax cheats, but what if you were a government dissident?
It's easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Now that we're done with consumer drones, it's time to move on to military and law enforcement drones. These drones go from tiny nano spy drones that they're using in Iraq to track criminals to the giant Reaper drones, which can fire four Hellfire missiles raining down on villages. Let's go through a few Infowars.com articles about the drone threat today. U.S. drone kills four Al-Qaeda suspects, not confirmed, in Yemen. Says here, a U.S. drone killed four suspected Al-Qaeda militants in the northeast Yemen on Monday morning, officials and tribesmen said. I wonder how many other people got hurt by the shrapnel and the blast, because this was in a village. This was not out in the middle of nowhere. Now let's look at the law enforcement side of things. Riot control drone to shoot pepper spray bullets at protesters. How nice. For decades now, riot control has always been a government must-have. There are a lot of these riot control drones, and I want to go to another one. A DHS-funded taser drone that was launched right here in Texas. Montgomery County in Texas spent $250,000 on a taser drone that can follow a suspect and shoot four barbed electrodes that can be shot at a distance of 100 feet, delivering neuromuscular incapacitation to the victim. I think that this is a very proactive way to steal our rights. Well, we've learned a lot about drones today, but that's not all. Go online and be active and find more knowledge. Infowars.com isn't a bad place to start either. So, have fun. I'm Rex Jones, reporting for Infowars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban
expand your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We've had Alex joining us on the road. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. We just heard that special report from Alex's son, Rex Jones. That's, parents, that's a great way to get your kids going on things that are going to matter for their life. Let them pursue their interests. We tend to overprotect our children, especially today, and say, well, you've got to wait until you're a certain age to do this or do that. I'm not a big fan of that kind of approach to parenting. A lot of homeschoolers know that kids can do a lot more than we give them credit for. Great report from Rex about drones. And, of course, that's a burgeoning industry that the FAA is moving to shut down. Finding people for flying a 5-pound styrofoam plane, finding them $10,000, mandating that you have to have commercially trained pilots to fly these drones, as well as watchers. They're going to load that up with regulations to try to take that over, just like the FCC is trying to take over the Internet, just like the FTC is trying to take over the Internet. Got the FAA, the FCC, the FTC. If we don't get these guys under control, we are truly going to be effed completely. That's what we've got. We've got to stop down these burgeoning bureaucracies. But let's go to your calls right now. We've got Shelley. We're also going to try to go to Chad, Todd, Aaron, Dan. We'll go into overdrive to try to get everybody. Appreciate you holding. Let's go to Shelley in Tennessee. Shelley?
Hey. Hey. You know, I just happened to catch the Knoxville News Sentinel, the local newspaper here. And there was an attempted entry into the Y-12 National Complex by a Arabic guy. His last name was Malakar.
What kind of a complex is that?
It's the Y-12 National Security Complex, and they store stuff there. Not really sure. I don't have a clearance, so I wouldn't know, but...
Well, it's interesting. There's a lot of these stories that pick up locally that don't go national, and we don't realize how close we are, not even to people breaking into a secure facility and doing something malicious, but just out of even, let's say, sheer incompetence, if that's what's going on in the story that we've been following in Tulane at the Primate Center, where this very dangerous bacteria they brought into the country to weaponize, somehow it got out of their biosafety lab, level 3 lab, into the outdoor cages, which are right next door to wetlands, a neighborhood, a school. I mean, you know, how did that happen? They still don't know. They sent back another crew to try to investigate how that breach occurred and if it's escaped beyond that area. What happened in Tennessee, though? What did the local news say about that? Did he get in?
No, of course he didn't. But, you know, just the fact that he even attempted, and he just walks in to the visitor center. And he went through a back door, and it was like a Friday evening, about 6:30, I guess. And somebody caught up to him and, you know, probably said, hey, what are you doing? And he demanded a tour. And, of course, they told him to go pound sand. So he left there, and they must have called the police. And he left there, and he went right down the road, because we have, like, 3 complexes here that are ran by the Department of Energy. And so he went right down the road to the Oak Ridge National Lab. And he drove up to the front gate, and, of course, you know, it's secured also. You know, you have to have a badge to get in. And, you know, security denied him access there, and he demanded a tour to get into there. And that's when the cops picked him up. But he was he had a California driver's license, which was suspended, and his vehicle was registered in Texas. So,
yeah, you probably know, just walk across the border. We've got open borders. So if we've got open borders, it's going to be pretty hard to try to catch anybody that's coming in. But, you know, the interesting thing about the open borders is they're not open if you're flying in or if you're trying to get out. And when we look at the way they scrutinize people traveling by air travel and the way they keep the other borders completely open, that should give us a clue that the real danger is to close those borders. We need to stop the incentives that are pulling people in. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.